Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Century, I joined America online. Had to come up with a password, something uniquely mine. I picked the word lightning, I have no idea why. Lightning's gonna be my password until the day I die. Then I opened an account with Amazon, they wanted a password too. So again I picked the word lightning. That was a logical thing to do. Then I joined Facebook. They said a single word was not sufficient. They want both the letters and numbers to be safe and efficient. So I added the number 52 to my word lightning. Lightning 52 is my Facebook password. My online skills are heightening. But then I read it's dangerous to use the same password everywhere. So I thought, okay, what's easy to remember? And a company's lightning up in the air. Thunder! That'll be my new password as I download iTunes. But they also want a number, so Thunder 1 is what I picked that afternoon. Then I joined satellite radio, another password to create. What goes with lightning and thunder? Hail! That'll work just great. But they said no, hail is too short a word. But hailstones, that works fine. I've already come a long way from lightning and obsolete America Online. Then I joined Gmail. Lightning, thunder, hailstones, Twister. But they tell me that's a weak password, so I consult my little sister. Now when you have computer trouble, you can't go to anybody older and wiser, because there is nobody older and wiser. So my little sister said, how about the word hurricane? But add a number to make it secure. So Hurricane 53 kept the bad guys from my digital door. So far so good, till the day Facebook let me know. Somebody hacked into my account, my old password has gotta go. Oh no, Lightning 52 became Lightning 53, but only for a couple of weeks. Cause then my account got hacked again, and my password needed tweaks. But Lightning 54 was rejected. They said it was way too close to Lightning 53. So I made a bold choice. Humidity 9, that's the new password for me. Now everything was A-OK until the day I let a friend use my laptop. She did something to my AOL account that brought it to a screeching stop. They said she emailed way too many people. So my account got junked. I could reopen it in 24 hours. But my password was now defunct. So AOL gave me a new password, my zip code, and my initials. But they said if I didn't like it, I could change it back to something more creative and less official. Well, I tried changing it back to lightning, but they said, nope, gotta pick another word. So for whatever reason at that particular moment in time, Typhoon 56 is what I prefer. Lightning, Lightning 52, Thunder 1, okay. Hailstones, Hurricane 53, can't be safe and secure, da-da. Lightning 53, Lightning 54. I'm starting to get confused. What is that the password for? Humidity 9, CL10025. I think I'm starting to overload my brain's external drive. Typhoon 56, I don't remember what that does. could go back to the time when lightning was the only password I had to remember, the only password to memorize, the only password to open sesame, everything under digital skies, for the days of the single, simple password for ancient history. I'm gonna change my password too. I'm an old idiot. 1, 2, 3.
Well, in case anybody wants to try any of those passwords, I'm going to assume that they've been changed by now. Yeah, Christine Lavin, brand new CD from her called If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy. And one called Remembering My Passwords. She's always great, isn't she? Yeah, you can't get enough of Christine Lavin. Always funny. Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad you could join me this week for another excursion into mostly acoustic music. We got a lot of great new ones this week and some old favorites as well. But, you know, since Christine got us into that little mindset, we're going to launch into a set of social media songs. How about that? We're going to play a track right now from Lou Dominguez from his CD, We the People. This is the Facebook song on Out of the Woods.
Come gather round, friends, and I'll tell you a tale about how I wound up in Facebook jail. Sent to the bench, put in time out. It's a story of censorship, no doubt. Facebook, I thought the point in the end was to network, socialize, and make new friends. But to my chagrin and embarrassment, Facebook says this is harassment. I put out requests to friends of my friends, mostly other songwriters. All I did was hit send. Thought to myself, the merrier the more. Instead, I was labeled a Facebook whore. Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, why is it a sin to wanna have a few more Facebook friends? I'm not a crook, not even a spammer, but you came down hard with your Facebook hammer. If you click not now when you get a request, do you know this person? Facebook asks next. Someone said they didn't, and now you know the story. I was cast off into Facebook purgatory, admonished by the Facebook police. Send no more requests, desist and cease. If you haven't met in real life Facebook's position, friend requests are against terms and conditions. Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, why is it a sin to wanna have a few more Facebook friends? I didn't breastfeed a baby, I didn't get nude, so why is my account the one getting screwed? Now, in order to get back into Facebook from here, I agreed that all the rules were crystal clear. But what harm had I done? None, I would say. So I sent out more requests the very same day. Well, the Facebook Gestapo caught me again, kicked me off my account. I tried to log back in. This time they said I was banned for 30 days, and next time it's life if you don't change your ways. Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, why is it a sin to wanna have a few more Facebook friends? I didn't rant or post a snuff film clip, anti-Muslim cartoon, or comic strip. Now since then, Facebook, I've kept my word and played my role in this theater of the absurd. Haven't learned a thing, still don't think I was wrong. But thanks, Mr. Zuckerberg, for the song. Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, why is it a sin to wanna have a few more Facebook friends? Mark Zuckerberg, let me regain your trust. We all make mistakes like your IPO bust. Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, why is it a sin to wanna have a few more Facebook friends? Is this your attempt to try and save face as Facebook becomes more and more like MySpace? I'm not a crook, not even a spammer, but you came down hard with your Facebook hammer.
A few years ago, I thought my life was going as it should. Some parts were better, some so. I thought, hey, that's pretty good.
Ignorance was bliss back then, so more often than not, when I looked around, I was contented with my lot. Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are fun and groovy, like some Nora Ephron movie. They lead exciting lives. I sit and watch paint dry. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Sing along. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Linda placed a song in Glee and got 300,000 from it. My ex-boyfriend Rick just posted pictures of his K2 summit. Judy H. is helping troubled teens on a Montana ranch. Her partner Peg at Princeton just announced she's found a cure to cancer. Like! Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are bright and brimming, and P.S. they're so damn skinny. I read their blow-by-blows. I sit and watch grass grow. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Before Facebook, I could fantasize. My high school nemesis was living with her folks, had thunder thighs and some mall job that's thankless. But she's posting pictures of her summer home in southern France. My Greyhound bus red roof vacation doesn't quite compare to that. Yeah, I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody looks so young and slender. All their kids are Mensa members. They lead exciting lives. My Farmville crops just died. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum.
Made in hell. Facebook is nothing but hoes and cheating calls and relationships to fail. You know what everybody's doing. It's nothing but games and lies. Half-naked pictures and wild, wild parties. Somebody's getting left behind. Your new tattoo, your discount sheet, your night out at the bar. Cheer up, this Facebook was made in hell. There's way too much temptation to pucker up those lips. All it takes is a smile and a trampy dress. It's just ain't fit for kids. Tasteless photos. Teachers are losing jobs. Running around with students. Husbands are getting shot. Your new tattoo, your new fake boobs. You're trying to steal my man. Bible verses and cartoon cows. And your vacation plans. Everybody's broke and there's no job. views. You're going shopping, advertisements. You just made popcorn. I wish I lived 100 years ago, 'cause Facebook was made in hell.
Well, I thought I had it all together. My life just couldn't be better. Thought everything was right with my old website. And then I got a fan letter. He said, "Man, just where have you been? You should be out there asking for friends." Well, it's such a disgrace, you ain't got my space. So I signed on the program back then. I've got no friends in MySpace. MySpace is one lonely place, like being kissed off by the whole human race. I've got no friends in MySpace. Well, in MySpace I once had privacy, but now it's virtual piracy. Log on anytime and you'll see who's online. Well, I wonder, can they really see me? Well, MySpace was calm and serene. It was peaceful and people were now. When I ask to be friends, I get kicked in the shins, and then I'm logged off the screen. I've got no friends in MySpace. MySpace is one lonely place, like being kissed off by the whole human race. I've got no friends in MySpace. No, I don't. Now we've all got our own space and time. Now you got yours and I've got mine. Nothing changes, it's true. How folks measure you by the friends you've got online. Well, I'm thinking about pulling the plug and sweeping my space under the rug. Maybe just one more time I'll toss out the line. Somebody give me a home. I've got no friends in MySpace. MySpace is one lonely place, like being kissed off by the whole human race. I've got no friends in MySpace. So
what a coincidence. Neither do I. I stopped using that set a long time ago. Even though I often say, you know, we're on all the social media and all that, that's one I don't update anymore. Definitely not. Now, Bryce Beard there, great stuff. Taking that from a sampler that comes to us radio folks. I don't have the full CD, but it's called I've Got No Friends in MySpace. And that wraps up our little social media set here on Out of the Woods. One we've played before, but I just can't get enough of it. A great bluegrass track from Donna Hughes from her most recent CD, From the Heart. We heard one called Facebook. Before that, the Four Bitchin' Babes from the CD Midlife Vices, a guilt-free musical review, another song we've played on the show before, also called Facebook. And we started you off a track from Lou Dominguez from his We the People CD, and one he calls the Facebook Song. And sort of a radio nerd thing I noticed here, both those first two tracks in the set were the same exact length. What are the odds of that, right? Similar theme and exactly the same time. Oh, well, you don't care about that. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show once again. Out of the Woods, we'll be with you for the next 2.5+ hours. We have a quick break to take, and we will be right back after this.